Glad to be here again tonight. Thanks, everyone, for coming back and sticking with us. Long day, a lot of hard work, but really pleased to be able to add Emmanuel Ogba to our roster. As we set out this offseason and talked about some of the goals that we had for our organization, other than landing this man and some dynamic playmakers on offense, being able to find an edge rusher in the draft was high on our list of priorities. For our board, Emmanuel is our best player. We had a first-round grade on him, so we were hopeful and really pleased leaving last night that he sat there waiting on us. And we had some debate today about whether or not we would trade out, and frankly, the player was just too good to pass on any other opportunities that were there. With that, I'll let Hugh talk a little bit about EO and how he'll fit into our system.
Obviously, he's an edge rusher. The guy is 6'4", and he's 275 pounds. That has 4.6 speed. He's had 24 sacks in the last 2 years. So as Sashi just alluded to, one of our goals when we set this draft the way we have is to, one, obtain a dynamic player, which we did last night in Corey Coleman. And today it was to get an edge rusher. And obviously, like he said, I was the best guy sitting there, and he was too good to pass up. So this guy brings a dynamic on defense. We say we want to be suffocating, and we understand that we have to affect the quarterback in our division and throughout pro football, and this guy has that element. He can do that. And we're looking forward to him being here and again, adding another really good player to our football team.
Address the idea that both your first two picks, one thing there seems to be in common, a lot of speed. Can you talk about your philosophy on that as far as in football and the importance of it? I mean, obvious in some ways, but is there a connection between those two and how important it is to have that in the game?
It's a total connection, but more so the connection is this man sitting here to my left with our other guys, that, you know, Paul and Andrew. This is something that's been very important to us, that we want to impact our team with more speed, with more playmaking ability. And I think we all recognize in order to do that in the National Football League, you can do it a couple of ways, one with power and the other one with speed. And we were able to get two players thus far that have both. You know, it's a little different with the receiver, but with this young man, there is power and speed combination. So we're going to continue, and we got a long way to go to finish this thing off right, but boy, we're well on our way.
Since you did the calls continue all day today from other teams, and how tempting was it to move out of that spot?
They did. And you know, as I said, we will always listen and have great discussion. But as I said, when we really left last night, we were actually really pleased because Emmanuel was sitting there for us. We actually thought that he could go as early as middle of the first round. And to see him sitting there, it was, you know, tempting today to listen to some calls. But no one was really able to give us the value we thought we would get from Emmanuel.
Do you expect now that since you don't have another pick to the third round, that the trade offers will kind of start dwindling?
Yeah, but I, you know, there was as much activity on 32 as there was on 8. It's always when teams have players sitting there, particularly after they've gone through a round of the draft, they want to position themselves on day two to get what they feel like is the last first-round talent. So we had a number of calls today, good dialogue internally and externally, but decided to pick the player, which is the best choice for us.
He's very fast, but he's very big, too. Is he a candidate to be a three-down linebacker in the 3-4 scheme, or is he strictly a situational rusher?
No, he's a candidate to be a linebacker in a three-down scheme. He is. He has that kind of versatility and that kind of skill set. So we drafted him because he can do those both of those things well.
Sasha, can you pick up on what he was talking about as far as the, kind of an organizational philosophy on the speed? Did you think that when you watched the team last year that it didn't have enough, or did you just felt like it needed an injection of it on both sides of the ball?
I'd answer that not by comparing us to last year's team, but really the combination of speed. There's not a lot of guys at 270-plus pounds can do what Emmanuel can do, period. He's flexible. He can win with power and with speed. That is a rare combination. It fits our scheme in the 3-4. As Hugh said, we expect Emmanuel to come in and compete to be one of our full-time three-down linebackers on the edge. And to create a little bit pressure so people have to think about what's coming on that edge. And we have some guys that are there that are pretty well established. Put Emmanuel in the mix and let him compete to see who will get the snaps on Sundays.
Any time in the did he spend any time in 3-4 at Oklahoma State, and how big of a transition will it be for him?
You know, I think that the defense that we'll play here will be a little bit different for him, and we'll ask him to do a little bit different things, but we're confident the things that Oklahoma State asked him to do, he will be able to do in our scheme here under Ray. And all these guys are going to have to develop in time, but we absolutely anticipate that he'll be able to meet all our expectations.
Sasha, you have a deadline coming up on the act on Mingo's option, 50-year option. Will you pick that up?
We'll leave that to another day, Tony.
You were pretty matter of fact. The last night when we asked you if you'd be willing to move back into the first round to go get a player, you said, no, we're probably not. We're just going to stay there. You've also said previously you're willing to go get players. That being said, are you willing to go get more players here in round number two, or are you just happy sitting and waiting until you come back on the clock?
You know, it depends on the circumstance, Daryl. And I think for us, as we sat and watched the group of players, we were hoping Emmanuel will be the one that's there at 32. But there were a group that we felt like we were monitoring, and if that group gets slim and we feel like we'll end up in another tier, we would go get a player. And there are some guys we need to get back to start watching now. But our anticipation is we're prepared to pick at 65. And if somebody we think may go off the board early, looks like that's going to happen, we'll go get them.
Is 3 the one you guys – we talk so much about 3-4, 4-3, if the guys fit. But with the league, it's 65% last year of teams playing in nickel or sub-packages. Is that becoming less important maybe than it was years ago?
Well, I think it's still important because you have a foundation which you start from. And there's also advantages, as I think we all recognize, even when you play 34 versus base offensive football teams. You know, if your skill set, if the team is as good as we can be in a 34 scheme, sometimes you can cause matchup problems with teams that play in 3 wide receivers versus your base defense. So it's kind of back and forth. I think it's all takes care of itself if you draft really good players that have versatility that can play in either scheme.
Two more. Did that character come into play on the first 2 guys you picked? Just looking at the, you know, one of those books, it didn't sound like there's problems with either one of these guys.
Yeah, a fair amount. I mean, we've talked about that. It's an important, really central aspect of what we're going to build here. We want guys that are passionate about football, but also good citizens, good members of the Cleveland community, and good teammates. And so Emmanuel and Corey both are that. They're hyper-competitive guys. Who aren't afraid to be coached hard and want to get better and be great. That was in Corey's comments last night. I know you all picked that up as a theme, and Emmanuel is no different. Both these guys are loved by their coaches. We expect them to come in and compete from day one, but be great teammates even before they get on campus. I know a couple of the guys have already reached out to both players.
Along those lines, when you're evaluating these guys, what are you listening for when you're having these conversations about their character and what kind of people they are?
First of all, you know, you find out, you dig more about the person, and you kind of understand the background and their history and what they've done. Normally what you see is what you get, but I think on top of that, for me, I'm looking for a guy that has true desire, who wants to be great, who's willing to go through the grind, because we all know that pro football is a grind, and a guy that can withstand it. You know, pro football's tough. It's not for everybody. Everybody can't do it. So I think the guys that we've picked thus far, they've really demonstrated that quality, that they truly love football, and they're willing to come into a culture, you know, a culture that's changing here and be a part of something that's new and different and exciting. And they got to fit in with the rest of our guys and be willing to accept the things that we do here and how we do it.
Did he play at all standing up?
Yes, he has. Okay. He has stood up before, so this will not be new to him. It wasn't the foundation of what they did, but he did stand up and rush the passer and drop before. So he has some of that in his background. So he does fit that way.